hammer, noon, toon, hand, toon, hand. Rantoon, rantoon, famine, hantoon, rantoon, hantoon, famine.
Man, this stuff is great. It's just as if Donovan himself had appeared on my very own TV with words of peace, love, and eternal cosmic wisdom. Leading me, guiding me on paths of everlasting pseudo-karmic negligence in the very midst of my drug-induced nocturnal emission.
Well, I am your good conscience, Jeff. I know all. I see all. I am a cosmic love pulse matrix, becoming a technicolor interpositive.
Huh? Where'd you buy that incense? It's here.
It's the same and mysterious, exotic, oriental fragrance as what the Beatles get off on.
I thought I recognized it. What is that, musk?
Jeff, I know what's good for you.
Right. You're heavy.
Yes, Jeff, I am your guiding light. Listen to me. Don't rip off the towels, Jeff.
Piss off, you little nitwit.
Man, what's the deal?
Don't listen to him, Jeff. He's no good. He'll make you do bad things.
You mean he'll make me sin?
Yes, Jeff. Sin.
Wow.
Jeff, I'd like to have a word with you about your soul.
No, don't listen, Jeff.
Why are you wasting your life night after night playing this comedy music?
You're right. I'm too heavy to be in this group.
Comedy music.
Jeff, your soul!
In this group, all I ever get to do is play Zappa's comedy music. He eats!
Jeff,
I get so tense.
Of course you do, my boy.
The stuff he makes me do is always off the wall.
That's why it would be best to leave his stern employ.
And quit the group.
You'll make it big.
That's right.
Of course.
And then I won't be small. Erdogan used this towel as a bath mat 6 weeks ago at a rancid motel in Orlando, Florida, with the highest mildew rating of any commercial lodging facility within the territorial limits of the United States, naturally excluding tropical possessions. It's still damp. What an aroma! This is the best I ever got off. What can I say about this elixir? Try it on steaks, cleans nylons, small craft warnings. It's great for the home, the office, on fruits!
This is the real you, Jeff. Rip off a few more ashtrays. Get rid of some of that inner tension. Quit the comedy group. Get your own group together. Heavy! Like Black Monk! Or Black Sabbath.
No, Jeff.
Or Coven!
Bollocks.
What can I say about this elixir?
Jeff has gone out there on that stuff!
You should have never have used the elixir and only stuck to the incense. Oh, Atlantis.
That was Billy the Mountain dressed up like Donovan fading out on the wall-mounted TV screen. Jeff is flipping out. Road fatigue. We've got to get him back to normal before Zappa finds out and steals it and makes him do it in the movie.
You have a brilliant career ahead of you, my boy. Just get out of this group!
Howard, that was Studebaker Hawk dressed up like Jim Pons, giving career guidance to the bass player of a rock-oriented comedy group. Jeff's imagination has gone beyond the fringe of audience comprehension.
Jeff, it's me, the fluorescent leech.
Jeff, it's me, Eddie.
Wow, what can I say about this elixir?
Put it on your steak.
Use it to clean your swimming pool.
Sell it to your mother and tell her it's a rich tie dye kit.
You won't even believe what'll happen when you start your shirt.
Iron it goes easier on your car windows, never the better in your home life. Ladies and gentlemen, you can inhale it, and it makes your voice 3 keys higher.
And you can't even stand what happens when you put it on your hair.
Put it on your
hair,
tie your bike.
And if you ever tried it as a...
What?
What can I?
this kind of life look interesting to you? Night after night, dinners with Herb Cohen. Thrill pack, fun-filled evenings on the French Riviera at the Meet'em Convention. A fake tie, the whole bit. One muddy and Leon Feed the Geese. 1,000 green business cards with your name and the wrong address. Plus 6 royalty statements. Inspected and customized by Rantoon Tan, Hantoon Famit, M.D. Followed by 12 potential suicides. As the members of your group, past and present, find out they can't collect unemployment. A dog, a car, an epidemic of body lice for your own record company. Your name on the door. Electric buzzer to the inner office and onus tits. And a 3-month supply of German bookings with tickets on Air Rangoon. Does this kind of life look interesting to you? As a big rock and roll guitar player in a comedy group?
Yeah. Hiya, friends. Now just be honest about it. Did you ever consider the possibility that your penis, and in the case of many dignified ladies, that the size of the titties themselves might provide elements of subconscious tension? Weird, twisted anxieties that could force a human being to have to become a politician, a policeman, a Jesuit monk, a rock and roll guitar player, a wino, you name it. Or in the case of the ladies, the ones that can't afford a silicone beef up, they become writers of hot books.
Manuel the gardener placed his burning phallus in her quivering quim.
Yes, or they become Carmelite nuns.
Gonzo, the lead guitar player, placed his mutated member in her slithering slit.
Or racehorse jockeys. There is no reason why you or your loved one should suffer. Things are bad enough without the size of your organ adding even more misery to the troubles of the world!
Right on! Right on!
Now, if you're a lady and you've got munchkin tits, you can console yourself with this age-old line from primary school.
Anything over a mouthful is wasted!
Yes! And isn't it the truth? And if you're a guy, one night you're at a party and you're trying to be cool. I mean, you aren't even wearing any underwear. You're being so cool. And somebody hits on you one night, and he looks you up and down and he says,
8 inches or less.
Well, let me tell you, brothers. That's the time when you've got to turn around and look that son of a bitch right between the eyes. And you got to tell him these words.